This is All About Books on NET Radio. I'm your host, Pat Leach, Director of Lincoln City Libraries. I chose today's book, The Best We Could Do, by T. Bowie, because it's one of the nonfiction titles on the 2018 American Library Association Notable Books list. Told in graphic novel format, that is similar to comic book format, it's the author's memoir of her Vietnamese refugee experience, coming to the United States when she was a young girl. Although it's much broader than that. When T. Bowie became a mother herself, she became more intrigued by her own parents' experiences, and she views their stories through the lens of her own adjustment to parenthood. The graphic novel format can be a challenge for those of us who are primarily word people. T. Bowie was an artist, but not a cartoonist, when she first began this book 20 years before its eventual publication, so she had to learn how to draw in this style. When a book works in graphic novel format, it's because the visuals are pulling as much and maybe more weight than the words do. In this case, the pictures are drawn in black, white, and tones of rusty red. I was struck by the range of emotion she was able to convey with just those tones. Bui tells this story in the order in which she gained the information, so it isn't necessarily chronological as far as the events themselves. At the point at which she describes in the book that she is going to find out their journey, she includes a double-page spread of herself looking over an ocean where a ship is in the midst of great waves, and the words across the page diagonally going down say, "Tracing our journey in reverse, over the ocean, through the war, seeking an origin story that will set everything right." The book begins with the birth of her son, her initial fears and worries over motherhood, and her sense that she has now created a family. She's overcome with a sense of empathy for her own mother. Bowie explores her family's history through interviews with her parents, who have long been separated, and her siblings, a visit to Vietnam, and a lot of research into various documents. She does tell this as her own story, in adjusting to what she learns of her parents' past in Vietnam, comparing that to what she has known of them in America. Her father grew up in unsettled times, in the Vietnam of the 40s and 50s, impacted by the changing forces of Vietnam when World War II changed the fortunes of the French in Vietnam, and when Japan took over North Vietnam to close off Chinese supply routes. He saw his father beat his mother and then throw her out of their house. He ended up living with his grandfather through many periods of famine and upheaval. Bowie describes a brief period of hope just after World War II when Ho Chi Minh declares Vietnam an independent country. That is, until the French return and usher in another long period of division and upheaval. Her father's story is brutal in countless places. It seems as if every story he tells ends poorly, and this foretells his anger and depression once their American life gets underway. And the point at which Bowie describes this process of talking to her father is, again, a double-page spread. In one page, there are four panels showing her as a child talking to her father as an adult. Then she describes how, in some ways, she talks to him as a child. It took a long time in those circumstances to get to the information she needed. And then eventually, the picture as of herself as an adult, talking to him as an adult, where she learns how to ask the right questions. And then on the facing page, her father looking back on his life, and she writes of herself asking the questions, "When I did, the stories poured forth with no beginning or end, anecdotes without shape, wounds beneath wounds." In contrast to that, her mother's early life is stable. Her father is a civil engineer who can send her to good schools. She meets Bowie's father in college, a time when she notes that unrest had become a constant undercurrent. The two begin their life together as teachers in South Vietnam. But the war makes life difficult, first through inconveniences such as the inflation that made a teacher's salary inadequate, And then, when the war arrived, they fled. They were in Saigon for the Tet Offensive in 1968. After the South Vietnamese surrender in 1975, they begin to plan to leave the country, eventually get to Malaysia, and from there to America. Bowie notes that for many Americans, the war ended in 1975, but for the Vietnamese, the turmoil of the war continued. During those periods, Bowie's parents lost their first baby, but eventually had more. Thi herself was born just before the South Vietnamese surrender, and her sister was born just after the Tet Offensive. Over and over in the telling, Bowie notes her mother's resourcefulness and resilience, often in contrast to her father's depression and anger. Their teaching credentials weren't recognized in the United States, and so began long hours at minimum wage jobs. It wasn't unusual to be the target of Americans who were unhappy to have Vietnamese people in their country. Her parents ended up separating, even though as older people now, they spend a good deal of time together as friends. One of the most poignant moments is a conversation when her mother is reflecting on the happiest time of her life, which came in Vietnam before she entered college and met Bowie's father. Thi can't help but be sad that her mother's happiness wasn't found in her own children, but in her life before them and without them. Yet Bowie clearly works hard to incorporate all of the information she finds into a deeper understanding of her parents and all that led to their sometimes unhappy life in the United States. She usually reflects then on how it may impact her own life as a mother and how it has helped to shape the family life that has been created now. I see this as the best kind of memoir, very much a personal journey, very much a quest to give experiences perspective, and very much an exercise in learning and in growth. Its setting within the Vietnamese refugee experience in America provides the book's distinctive flavor. Book groups seeking something a little different might do well with this book. Its graphic novel format means that it reads quickly and challenges the reader to reflect on the pictures. While it offers a remarkable amount of information about the Vietnam War era and its impact on individuals, it explores book group themes that are compelling regardless of the time and place. What it means to create a family, how to move on from brutality and loss, and how to adjust to a new life in a place that seems very unlike where one came from. In interviews, Bowie has noted that this book is especially current and topical given the attention given to refugees and immigrants in our country recently. While T. Bowie's experience is all her own, she literally draws a picture of her refugee experience and places it in the context of how political events far away lead to new neighbors on American streets. The book is The Best We Can Do by T. Bowie. The author's first name is spelled T-H-I and last name B-U-I. You've been listening to All About Books on NET Radio. Podcasts of this and other programs are available online. Visit netnebraska.org/radio. For All About Books, I'm Pat Leach.